I'm David Wellna at the Capitol. Even though the top four congressional leaders left their White House meeting with the president separately and silently, they cast the hour-long encounter in a positive light back at the Capitol. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi described the tone of the discussion as candid. An aide to House Speaker John Boehner put out a statement tacitly acknowledging that Boehner is no longer the lead negotiator with President Obama. It noted that the group agreed the next step should be the Senate's. Harry Reid, who leads the Senate's Democratic majority, had this to say about the 11th-hour effort at the White House to head off across-the-board tax hikes and spending cuts.
It was very constructive. We hope that it will bear fruit, but that is what we've hoped a lot. I think that the next 24 hours will be very instructive. It's what we're able to accomplish.
Republicans had been predicting that President Obama would be presenting them with a new proposal, but Reid told reporters that did not happen.
We talked about a lot of things. There's no concrete proposal at this time. We have a number of different directions we're going to try to take, and we're going to see what can be worked out.
On the Senate floor, Republican leader Mitch McConnell dropped the verbal attacks he's been making on Democrats in recent days. Instead, he struck a conciliatory tone, hopeful perhaps that Congress might actually avoid a fiscal cliff debacle for which Republicans might well be blamed.
We are engaged in discussions, the majority leader, myself, and the White House, in the hopes that we can come forward as early as Sunday and have a recommendation that I can make to my conference and the majority leader can make to his conference. And so we'll be working hard to try to see if we can get there in the next 24 hours. And so I'm hopeful and optimistic.
Later, Majority Leader Reid's office put out a statement saying that at the request of the president, he would draft legislation to be voted on Monday, the last day of the year. It would extend expiring tax cuts only for household income below $250,000 and include other unspecified provisions that Reid said the president wanted. Among them is likely an extension of emergency unemployment benefits that would otherwise expire. Reid indicated he was willing to see that bill changed in negotiations with McConnell. Republicans want tax cuts extended for income higher than $250,000. They want no increase in the estate tax, and they do not want the top tax rate to go up near 40%. On the Senate floor, Reid sounded a warning to his colleagues.
I'm going to do everything that I can. I'm confident Senator McConnell will do the same. But everybody, this is whatever we come up with is going to be imperfect, and some people aren't going to like it. Some people will like it less, but that's where we are.
And so as the least productive Congress in memory comes to a close, a newfound spirit of compromise has begun to pervade the gloom of a rare post-Christmas session of the Senate. Retiring Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison went to the Senate floor with a message for her colleagues that what they do this long weekend before New Year's will not be forgotten.
It will be remembered about the president's term, and it will be remembered by members of Congress. If we actually don't do something that is a compromise, because at this point it has to be bipartisan, there's no question that something has to pass the House and the Senate with votes from the minority party.
And if such a bipartisan bill does not come together by tomorrow, when both the House and Senate meet again, Congress will have to confront the proposal of a reelected president who has public opinion on his side. David Wellman, NPR News, The Capitol.